This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN's Human Rights Office on Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian missile strike that smashed a television tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second largest city, as Kharkiv has come under increasingly frequent attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says in his Monday night video address, obviously this is an intimidation to make the terror noticeable to the whole city, adding that work is underway to restore the signal. Ukraine's president called the strike an attempt to limit the city in terms of communication and access to information. He then reiterated the urgent need for air defense, naming four priorities in military aid: protection of the sky, modern artillery, long-range capability, and ensuring that the American support packages arrive as quickly as possible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.